Same way with Josh Travolta.
Really? Yeah.
Well, sports down, Norm McDonald's sports.
Because they had real...
Josh Travolta, you can get it. Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
It's Tim's.
Welcome, one and all, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 124 of the podcast.
We're going to hit the floor.
Hey guys, without any further ado, let's start over at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, it's Gustavi.
Hey, it's Lauren.
Hey, it's Cloud.
It's Brian.
LP, please.
Tens, please.
Chris, please.
And we've got a little bit of a smaller staff today at the podcast at Octavarius headquarters in sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Only eight of us.
Yeah, only.
However will we do it?
I know. The others might show up later, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're filming.
Yeah.
They're busy. They got other things. They want to
go to a different part of the Octavarius studio.
Yeah, another medium.
Thanks to everyone who came to the British Invasion show, part one of the British Invasion show last
summer.
Yeah, I shaved for you people.
So. Me too, man. I hate being clean shaven.
Yeah, it's so everyone commented that at work today, like, oh, you look like you're 12. I'm like, cool.
Oh,
thanks.
Dude, why don't you ever just tell these people to fuck off?
It's work.
You fucking assholes.
You bust each other's balls. You work. Bada bing, bada boom.
Do you ever make any of these people cry? Because I want to go to your work and make them cry.
Whoa.
I hear these stories and I just want to go to your job and just rip on everyone you work with.
But you don't hear what Chris does to bust their balls. Ball busting is a two-way street.
I understand, but I want to do it.
But also, I know you're saying, Chris, at work people like fuck each other and you like make jokes and it's like, oh.
Yeah, you make fun of each other's faces.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Tins.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
Oh, boy. I forgot that mailbag.
Oh,
where could it be?
I don't know. Mark, any ideas?
Oh, I think I got it.
Oh, wow. Nice. Great. Hooray, Mark.
Good, Mark. That mail.
That is so confusing.
This letter is from Declan Oration of Independence.
Wow, dude.
The grin on his face is ear to ear.
And Declan, a real name, writes, Dear Octavarius, I have recently noticed that I'm living in America. How did that happen? Not how did I get there, but America itself. Did it spring forth from the cauldron that was primordial Earth? Or was America something else that was created later? Is it more than just a land? Could it be a feeling? Or perhaps a fleeting state of mind we all share briefly? I'm not really sure, so I was hoping you guys could tell me. Also, sweet flag. What's up with that?
Oh.
Did you guys ever have like a historical passion? Did you guys follow those things?
Well, I have a penchant for history in general. And,
yeah.
And I just like learning about it and knowing stuff about it.
But
not all of American history.
Stubby, you've been one of my best friends
forever. One of the weirdest things I ever thought about you.
I like history a lot?
You like history. Because I've never really met anyone who's like been just in growing up that has liked history.
It's like an old people thing.
But when
But I was about to compliment you because you were telling me you were reading these biographies. I'm like, oh, now I want to read them. That's really interesting.
Yeah, but it was, you know, when you would tell me about them, I would, you know, I started getting more interested in it. and exactly. I'm a little more interested in it now. I'm not,
Castellani's Andrew Jackson post is one of my favorite posts.
Oh, the dueling,
the dueling post. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I love.
You see,
Castellani's take on Andrew Jackson.
Growing up, I couldn't. I was actually the opposite. I grew up being like anti-history, anti. When I was a little kid, I only read fiction and I only liked fiction. I only did all that. I wasn't interested in any of that. And now, as an adult, it's like totally the opposite. I like only read nonfiction.
I read a ton of nonfiction.
And like I think it's like when I was a kid, like when you're a kid, you watch so much cartoons and you watch so much things, and you haven't really had a lot of experiences. And growing up, I was not really able to appreciate, you know, what these times were like. And, you know, you'd hear something, you'd hear about these big things that happened in the Revolutionary War and the Civil Rights Movement and, you know, you hear about all these things and you can't, the right thing is so obvious because in history we've learned, you know, which things were, you know, right and we formed our values. I wasn't really able to understand what it was like at the time until now that I'm older and I've worked and I've done these things. Now I can read history and see parallels. And I can see how a lot of the things that we have today or that we struggle with today, we've always been struggling with. But when I was a kid, it was black and white. It was like, of course you fucking got independence and got freedom. Like, duh. That was the most obvious thing in the world. Why did it take so long? Please, can I watch the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it.
Were you girls ever into it?
Not a ton. Like, because did you guys ever have the experience of... when you read, you know, your social studies textbook growing up, it's like, oh, this is an event. These are facts that I have to memorize. You don't really connect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So now, like, at this age, now I can relate to things more and understand it more and be like, oh, my God, like, founding fathers were badasses. And, like, this guy's a badass.
I think,
like,
yeah.
Like, they're real people.
I'm glad
real
that...
people.
Yeah, I'm glad that I've got that sort of basic social studies and history base from high school. I certainly didn't appreciate it really
in
high school.
Yeah, now I'm just like, holy
but
shit.
Now, when you treat these as real, as stories of real humans, and actually going that deep, that close to the surface, and not just treating it as this thing happened on this year, on this day, and you need to know it, then it can be really fascinating. And it's only been the past couple of years or so that I've really gotten into that sort of thing.
I've always kind of liked history because I was really close, growing up really close with my grandpa, and he always said if he didn't do the job that he went into, he was going to be a history teacher. And he went to World War II, and he just read tons of books about World War II, and he loves that. So we would always watch.
And he was in World War II.
Well, he was in it,
he didn't just visit it.
No.
What did he? Do you know what he do in World
War II? Yeah, he was. I wish, but kind of. He was in the Navy.
I don't think
but
you can
he,
kind of be a sniper.
Well, he was
especially
in the Navy,
if you're in
the
Navy.
He manned the 5-inch guns,
oh,
or
okay.
maybe the 8-inch,
okay,
whatever
so
it was.
Sort of like sniping.
Yeah.
So you killed a man. Did he watch him die?
No, I don't know. He didn't tell me that part.
Maybe.
If he was any good, he did.
Yeah. I know he talked recently to me about how they had to, like, even after the bomb was dropped, they had to go out and, like, shoot down other Japanese ships and stuff and whatnot. Like, even
the war
wasn't
over.
Like, there was, like, still a couple weeks where they had to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I always really liked all that, and history was one of my favorite subjects, that's for sure. But
I didn't like it growing up.
I think a thing, too, is, like, with history, it's getting much, much harder to do as time goes on, but there's, like, a real necessary to mention all the cool parts and leave out all the shitty parts or all the, like, morally ambiguous parts.
It's so messed up, because, like, we, and, theater history class in college, we watched this video series about just like African Americans in theater, but also touched on just like black people like in America and coming to America and stuff. It's this whole history that I never learned, and like there's a lot of really dark things in there that just like they never touch on in high school that like in my mind like didn't exist because it's not in the history books. Same with like women's history. I feel like a lot of women are just left out of history books, including some like really important women. Like,
also, pretty much everything that's not from Europe.
Like, we all study Europe because it's, like, but a lot of Asian civilizations were more advanced at the time than the ones we study. They're just not our skin color.
Well, that's why I had my public education at Illinois State University. What? Sorry?
I was just saying that Asian art was not as good as European art at the time.
They had, like, killer novels.
This is coming from the dude that loves Pokemon.
I know, but at the time in like the Renaissance.
Oh, okay.
I feel like those are two slightly different definitions of Asian art.
Yes. No, man, it's all the same. Asian art is Asian art, and it's fucking awesome. There's all different types of Asian art, and they're great, but it's still Asian art.
Okay, that. Fucking love Asian art from like the 14th century. These are the people that gave us Akira
and Ming Boss. At ICU, as part of my general education requirements, to just receive a bachelor's degree, I took Asian history. I guess I could have taken more European history. Mm-hmm. That was an option. But I had to take a global history class, and I took an Asian history class. And, it was interesting enough. But I couldn't relate to it as much. I always could relate to more American things, and I always was interested in learning more about what made Americans different from other people. And
mean better.
Finding an identity. I've always been kind of struggling to find an identity as Americans and what our American philosophy is. Because everybody jokes about it, and we always joke about, you know, like, well, we eat a lot, we consume a lot, blah, 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 blah.
We have a culture.
Yeah, but then, I don't know, my experience with history has been trying to find who we are as Americans and what makes us different than the British, what makes us different than Australians, what makes us different than French and Asians and whatever.
It differs so much, though, from region to region. Like,
exactly.
Just going to the South, going, like, East Coast, it's
incredible. The most fucked up thing about history is it's subjective. It's written by who...
Exactly.
The winners.
Yeah.
Like, while our history books are wildly different than, German history books, Russian history books.
They don't touch upon, anything.
Just the way that, you know, how they felt, you know, things went down. Like, there's literal... committees that like history books that are taught in schools, they discuss what the facts, what really what they're going to tell our students what happened in as opposed to what really
happened. Wasn't there a big controversy last year in Texas?
Yes, there was.
Because the main textbook company for us in the United States is based out of Texas.
Yeah, there's a big reason for that, and I think it's super unfair because Texas. So the most students, I believe, are in like California, but California's laws are so convoluted that their textbook laws, so the textbook companies don't make their standard California, they make a different set for California.
Uh-huh.
Texas is the next biggest one. So they just do everything needed for Texas. So we're all forced to give our children textbooks that have Texas's highly conservative slant on things,
Texas
like
books.
You were about to speak about.
I wasn't necessarily going to talk about how conservative they are, but they wanted to remove
Thomas Jefferson, I believe.
Yes, they were going to remove Thomas Jefferson. It was pretty fucking cracked. Like when you read some of the shit that they take out of this. Excuse my language in such a streak of it.
Cracked,
but it's really that fucking cracked, and this shit's whack.
Thank you, Biwo.
It is crazy, but I guess, you know, as time goes on, some of these things are going to fade with time because eventually, you know, we're going to have to cover, you know, some more of the 20th century. We're going to have to cover some more of the 21st century. We're going to have some sort of context for 9/11.
Here's the thing that's really difficult for me. Is that I have a hard time, I'm like a very unsure person, just in general. I have a hard time dealing with like certain, like, this is absolutely correct. I have a hard time following that. And that's why I think I had such a hard time following history when I was younger, because it seemed so much, this is what happened, and this was the right thing, and this was a person who was right, and they knew from a young age that they were going to grow up and do the right thing and hold this office, and, you know, it all seemed so certain, I couldn't identify with it. And, you know, now that I'm getting older, and I can look at this and realize that these people weren't gods, and there was uncertainty, and I can follow this, mm-hmm. you know, on the one hand, it's like, that you need to reflect that in the history, but on the other hand, having this collective conscious and being like, right or wrong, this is what we're doing, and we're number one, and we're the best, and fuck you, because we're the best no matter what you say, has helped get us to this point. So, like, you kind of also need that to really, you need to have it be important to you. You need a group identity that's important, and, you know, you need to feel it special, and you need to be unapologetic about it. And you know, it's a balance between that. And so even though I'm more drawn to the kind of morally ambiguous or kind of, I like looking back on Lincoln and, you know, when he didn't know if he was doing the right thing or switch, you know, I like all that stuff. But, like, you do sometimes need to be almost stupidly, like, ridiculously sure of yourself, even if you're doing things that are wrong. Because if you end up being more right than wrong, history will be kind to you and you'll be remembered as a hero and you push society forward.
But, I mean, it depends. I mean, because should we have lost the revolution, they would just say that, like, a bunch of terrorists attacked the British Empire and did all this and that.
Sure. That's why you always cover your tracks by checking to see if you're on the right side of things. Generally, if you're on the side of acceptance, freedom, and love, you're probably going to win in the end somewhere, you know, hearts and minds. So if you're, you know, for an empirical rule, people are probably not going to be kind to you. And
but, like, we did that to the Indians. And
we did.
And now we're, like big, old, rich country.
That's a great example. We totally, like, fucking butchered a whole race of human beings.
Yeah.
Almost wiped them off the planet.
And the rest of them still have to live here.
And we dress up as them on Halloween.
You know,
it's hilarious.
You guys know Keith and I were confronted by a Native American when we were dressed up as John Adams.
Oh, I was worried you were going to say you were Native American.
Wait, I forget.
I was like,
wow. My girlfriend's part Native American.
And she always brings it up. I get it.
I know. It's very strange.
But we were confronted by a Native American guy who like wanted to take it out on John Adams and Ben Franklin. And we had to like inform the Native American guy.
Well, they didn't have anything to do with that, did they?
Not really. John Adams actually did go visit a tribe. I forget the name of it, though. But I read his diary, the whole thing, and I read his entries about hanging with this tribe. And he actually really learned a lot from them and just said, they're not savages at all. They're actually a very complex society. It's a pity that most people will never get to see this. And I don't know. And he basically said, like, he's just never going to deal with it because he'll be dead before they have to deal with them. So he just... You know, he had bigger fish to fry, which is so weird.
It's like everyone gets along great until we want their land or other resources.
Well, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, that's why
it took 50 years. Or they think differently, or they, you know, believe in something different.
That's true.
I feel like that's true, but we don't usually get into conflicts with those people until we need their resources.
Got it. Okay.
You know, like, that's all of a sudden when you're like, well... You know, those Jews are different.
But also...
We never needed
like,
anything
by the time,
from the Jews. Or they never needed anything from the Jewish people.
They,
are you talking
well,
about the Nazis?
They wanted land.
Yeah,
they
wanted their land
conquer.
And money. And they wanted them out of... they had a lot of, like, power in the in their, like, middle class and trade.
Mm-hmm.
And they
well, what's really interesting, it was a very easy scapegoat, the Jew, because it goes back hundreds of years. Back to... technically, for sure. But, I mean, back even in Europe in the Reformation, because... They were just because the customs were different, you know. It was just looked on. You could just say anything that they especially during the Middle Ages. They were. I know there was a famous case that they thought that some Jewish people had. They would kidnap children and then butcher them for their.
What?
For their like pelts. For not for their pelts.
For their meat.
For their like altars or for like Passover or some shit, and then they would just there was no trials at all to do it. They just rounded up some Jewish people, and then that was why it was definitely so easy for
Or Hitler and Wagner beforehand.
You know what's a great example of history being written by the winners? There's like a couple chapters in the Bible that I believe are loosely referred to as the conquest of Canaan.
Whoa.
Like, when you if you actually like read that and read what it says, it was ugly. Like, it was just Jews murdering women and children in this land because they were like, well, they told us it was our land, so you have to leave or we kill you and your family. And it's just, like, real harsh.
Those were different times back then.
Oh, my God.
It's all about them, like, celebrating. They're like, yep, and then we won this town, and then we took all the people out back and killed them.
Yeah.
We did it.
When people take the Bible word for word, it's like, how can you do that? Like, A, like we were saying before, history is subjective. And, yeah, it's just, it's from so long ago. Like, plainly things are going to get changed.
But, I mean, none of us were there. We don't fucking, none of us really know anything that happened.
But it says that they did that. Like, but, it says in the thing, like,
and some book that some dude wrote that would have been lying. No,
but what I'm saying is they're painting it in such a positive light.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. They could paint it in completely a different light entirely.
Now, this is a little bit more of a jump, but... You know, you guys can tell me to take it back.
No, let's hear you out.
You're going by the land?
No, do you guys ever feel that we might be on the wrong side of history on some things? Or do you ever see something in public, like in our time?
Oh, in our time?
Where you're like, you're on the wrong side of history. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like
it's so easy
one
to
thing
see that.
One, for example, like the president recently came out and said that he's pro-gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that's probably going to be legalized throughout this nation.
Yes.
So then those folks that were violently opposed to it, they'll be in that picture on the textbook.
Yeah, they're going to be on the wrong side.
But, you know, see, the thing about that, though, is, like, the more I read any news story, it always seems like no matter, like, country passes a law or a state passes a law, like, big, you know, gay marriage ban, you know, they add an amendment to the state constitution that marriage between a man and a woman. Within that state, even though that state collectively made one decision, there's usually four sides, you know? You've got your two sides who have the different positions, and then within those two sides, you have someone who's leaning towards acceptance, you have, you know, and people who are pushing further to it. And when you look at that, you know, if I go to a different country right now, people could assume that I have a lot of views that I don't have.
Yeah.
Simply because I'm from America. And, you know, they don't realize that I'm, you know, yes, I'm an American. Yes, you know, America is the country I love most, and I think it's the greatest country in the world. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean the things that get passed, or even the things that the political party I associate myself with does. That doesn't mean, you know, depending on which one of those four camps I fall into... You're not on the wrong.
I think we're worse assuming of other people's countries than I think they are of us. Although I do agree that because they only see a certain side, they can only generalize. But most of them do. I think a lot of them do understand because America is such it's a superpower. Most other countries are watching.
They pay attention. Yeah,
they pay attention.
We're pretty
whereas
popular.
We do not pay attention.
We don't pay attention.
No, we
can't
all
even.
Other
we can't even name most countries.
I think America. I think America has an ego.
That's totally human nature, though. In human nature, it is completely within our natural evolved bodies to be more concerned with local matters than global matters, because that is more essential to our survival.
We're designed to gossip.
That is part of us as human beings. Now, but as our society has evolved, then maybe as time goes on, we'll be more global thinking. But
when there's people on our shores fucking killing us instead of us killing them forward shores,
but that's
we'll
part of the advantage of America. We have two oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very separate.
And plus, we're killing less. I mean, like, there's still war and stuff, but like
we're still killing a lot of people.
But I mean, like, in the wars, the amount of, like, they are, I think as time goes on, there's not going to be a lot of
one country slaughtering another in the
There's
street.
So
but I think
wars.
That will continue to reduce as time goes on.
Sure, sure.
I just want to attach that quote, "We're killing less," to a photo of Chris
Bond. We're killing
America,
less.
America, we're killing less.
Not a killing like, that's
there
not
could
bad.
Be worse slogans.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
One reason I think that we're on...
America, no slavery anymore.
Women finally have rights.
They can vote. Us with a thumbs up.
Yeah, Lisa and Lauren.
No, I think that we are on the right side because we are on the side of progress. And in any way, like, I feel like a race or a country, the only way that they can get better and be in a good light is if they're on the road to progress. Like, if you stay in the same place, then it's just like you're not going to get better.
Well, I mean, the thing is, who's making the progress, though? Like, I think one group that's been very successful is the gay, like, gay people have made so many jumps, like, legislatively in the past very short. I mean, in 2004, that was, like, a big thing. Like, people went and voted because they were so anti-gay marriage. And, like, now, like, it's like they were out and they were loud about it and they organized and they were unapologetic. And they're like, we're right and you're wrong and this is how it's going to be. And society moved along with them. And now people who used to really care about this, they're like, oh yeah, gay people could get married. Why would I care about that? And
but
like,
to be devil's advocate, people, the other side might say we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's always two people.
But I mean, statistically, those people are getting smoked. There's a lot of people who used to be in that camp who don't. A larger portion of the country doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Has society ever, I don't know. Like,
that's Hollywood. Hollywood does that.
Because like, has society ever gone to a place where they like get to a really great place and then just devolve and
Sodom
get
and Gomorrah.
Societies crumble all the time.
Like, I think that
was like, if you look at like Victorian England, was it came right after a time of a lot of sort of like liberation and sort of like very diverse cultural and societal place, and they like locked it all down. Or if you look at I mean, you know, the Nazi Party, they were making progress towards a stronger Germany by getting rid of all those things that were in their way.
I don't know, but I feel like we're like, before, like we're on the path.
You said it pretty funny. It's a really dark, fun way to say it.
But that's the thing. See, and the Nazis.
I was trying to frame it like progress. Because that's what I'm saying. It's like you know what you believe progress is, and I'd assume like almost everyone in this room probably agrees with you. Mm-hmm. But there's totally people who think like we are going down this horrible road, and progress is like the other way.
Yeah, well,
getting rid of all these.
And that's
evils
what I fucking hate about history class, is because all I knew, like growing up, all I knew about Nazis was they're like the bad guys in every like movie. They're always just like huge dicks. And Hitler's like the most evil guy in the world, and they don't do a good job explaining why the rest of the country went along with it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's that sense that keeps you together, that identity that goes way too far.
There's this sweet ass documentary on the History Channel called "The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich." Check it out.
I've heard about that. I think
the shit, because it's all in the through the eyes of the citizens of Germany at the time, as opposed to like Hitler, so it's like letters.
So it's the common people.
It's like, hey, yeah, it's like, hey, the Führer just decided we're going to war. I'm kind of scared about this. I don't know if this is the right deal, but we're going to make a powerful one. Was great how they brainwashed these kids, the Hitler youth. It was like a mother writing in her diary. It was like, this morning my son drew a knife to my throat and saying that I didn't. I told him to do something, and he said like, I'm for the Führer before my family, and then
and
it's just like fucking
never
nuts.
That shit, wow!
Yeah.
Didn't you have like a Hitler week?
This is what I was watching. Yeah. I was watching third. It was when I ran into that car.
Yeah.
And then
wait! Does History Channel have a Hitler week?
It does. Same way it's got a Shark week.
I think History Channel has not Hitler weeks in the rest of the time.
That's true. History Channel is mainly World War II.
I'll take that back. In the past few years, they've made a lot of progress into bullshit alien and conspiracy shows.
Oh my God.
And reality shows about nothing. Yeah. And I can't be more... In fact, can I actually... Okay. The other day, I went to open up the red eye.
Soapbox.
Oh, God. I went to open up the red eye, and I couldn't right away because they did one of those things where they buy the cover.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And it's like, your normal red eye inside. And the picture was like, do you believe in UFOs? And then it was this like blonde girl with like real sexy blonde girl with sunglasses and her hair blowing. And she had like a Indiana Jones-ish belt, like she was real rugged, except, you know, she was way too pretty to ever be outside that much. And she's like looking dramatically off into a clouded sky, and it was like, do you believe in UFOs? And I open the thing up, and it's like UFO hunters or something, like tonight premiere on the National Geographic Channel. And then the shot was just like three attractive people, like two attractive dudes and this girl, and it was like scientist,
you know,
non-believer.
Mark, you're mad at the society because they make those shows because people watch those shows.
And they're
so jealous of History Channel.
Right?
Mark, here's where I disagree with you. I believe one of the most important things in America is you have the freedom to be wrong.
That is great.
You have the freedom to be wrong and loudly wrong. And most countries don't do that because that's a little risky. Mm-hmm. But you figure if you let these people come out, you don't have them hiding away somewhere, if you let them just come out and say this shit, society will be able to be like, okay... We know that's wrong. You said you have the freedom to do it. Because sometimes, you know, you're the only one in society, and you're speaking up, and shit's happening. And
that's the problem. They're coming from reputable sources. They're like, these are education. This is the education.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, if you're misrepresenting yourself.
I'll also say... Get it out of the history chair.
I'm not upset with it because I don't believe in UFOs. I'm upset with it because I feel like I could make way better television shows, but they'll never be as popular as this one.
Well, and
so I'm just mad at me, really.
And UFOs, like, really, like...
They might be real.
I mean, I guess that's the thing.
What historical?
I can't tell.
Well, I mean, UFOers believe that they're on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And they think the wrong side is perhaps way bigger, but they still think they're on the right side.
And what if in history we find out there are aliens?
Yeah, we'll probably not know.
And then we find out...
What if the National Geographic show breaks it open? I will happily apologize to them on air on this podcast.
Well, that's the thing. It's you
saw Independence Day. That's exactly what happened. Everyone partied. Like, everyone was jumping ship. They were like, oh, we were wrong. Oh, God. But then it turns out they were bad aliens.
What do you guys think of something like that kind of bastardizes history? Like Abraham Lincoln Vampire? Like,
I don't think that bad.
Like historical fiction for funsies, it's like, what if Hitler didn't die?
That's what,
or Anastasia?
Inglourious Bastards, they did that.
Yeah, they fucked with history.
Yeah, that was fine. Cool. That was fine.
I don't know.
What's your favorite one? Or what do you?
I really like Inglourious Bastards, and I like that they're unapologetic about the fact that they're fucking with history. They're just like, we're not making a big deal out of the fact that this is some ridiculous shit going down. But we're just gonna play it real.
There's also been so many movies on World War II.
I'd say Indiana Jones is an example of
Indiana. That's a great example.
He runs into Hitler.
Yeah, that's a great historical. That's a great Hitler moment.
Man, let's just go around the room and say our best Hitler moment.
I'm looking up great Hitler moment.
This has been great Hitler moment.
See, that's a great thing for a country though to have someone to be like, man, fuck that guy, like fuck those guys. Like and I think that's why sports are so popular. You know, like I think like getting really into sports kind of like replaces that. Like human beings have the need to rally around and like root against something.
Sure.
There's a website called You Are Not So Smart. Which I really enjoy. And they had a great article about, I forgot what it's called, but it's basically where everybody always believes both about themselves and about their group. They believe they get, like, they understand the other group or the other people. I don't believe so. It should be national. It might be a guy.
Is it done locally? I think I recognize. I'm on the website right now.
Could be like a University of Chicago guy or something. Yeah, I think it's a professor. I think I recognize. But you always believe, you being your individual or group, you believe that you know other people really well, but they don't know, like, they don't know you really. Hmm. Like, that you have secrets or you have motivations, like, they don't understand. And so, but it's, like, fascinating because it's always true. And they show it with, like, children, adults, and, like, as a group of people believes that the other group of people doesn't get them, but, like, you know, they're like, oh, if they only knew who we really were, then they'd understand. Like, then they wouldn't be mad at us.
I think that's fair to say. I think that's a,
yeah, and it's, like, obvious, but it's interesting. What I like the website for is they'll show you, like, very fascinating examples of it and scientific research about it. And I guess I would have probably assumed that, but it was really interesting to see it play out.
That's cool, yeah.
Interesting. And we have some comments in the chat room and such about the best
livestream.com /octavarians.
Yes, I'm on a personal one. What do you feel about the bastardization of the History Channel? Nick H. says, I don't think it's a bastardization at all. What is history? The present, the past, the future is a wonderful field to romp in. Anything is possible, explore the possibilities. And if you can somehow piece together some pieces from the past to go along with it, I say have fun. I don't know if you got what I was talking about, but thank you, Nick.
What was the name of the crazy series that History Channel did last year?
What? What?
About America?
Oh, this is like America, the story of us, sponsored by Bank of America?
Yeah. That is exactly what that is.
Wow. My favorite part of it was actually when they, at every commercial break, or many commercial breaks, they would tell a story of a bank that was founded during that period of history.
Oh, that's right.
Bank of America later bought.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
they totally put their own history into the History Channel. Wow. Yeah. And they did it well, goddammit.
I was actually interested to see how many young idealistic bank owners Bank of America has crushed and thrown out of business.
Wait a moment. They were still bank owners. They probably weren't that awesome.
No, but they picked all the ones that were really... So it'd be like Rusty Grable came out to San Francisco during the gold rush, but instead of blowing his money on hookers and booze, he took his golden nuggets and started a bank. His bank was used to lend money to local business owners in San Francisco so that their young businesses could thrive, making this town work, and then we bought him.
Wow.
Bank of America, the story of us.
The series overall, I thought was very well made.
Here's something that someone at work said the other day. You get the work things. It was about some celebrity said something. It was like some celebrity went on and I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was basically people shit on artists for getting political or getting involved in it. And in America, that's another thing where I like that kind of, you know, sometimes even if you're an artist and you're broke, you still get to say things, and that's that's how it's been, and that someone else can join in too.
Well, as an artist, you have to be opinionated. Like, day one acting class, so like, bring current events and then write up a page about how you feel about it. Like, I feel like actors, artists, you have to have a strong opinion on things and know your identity as a person.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to take, an outsider's perspective is, you know, useful too. Like, we like,
that's the goal of the artist, to shine a mirror on society.
Yeah, yeah. I read some article today about like leisure and how leisure is like a thing that like we need it. And like a lot of the greatest moments of history have come about because someone was, you know, Isaac Newton under a tree. That was Newton, right? Under the tree.
That was Newton, yeah.
Yeah, just like relaxing, just looking at a tree and like boom, you know, huge idea that changed the world. And if we're always focusing on being busy and trying to do this, and we don't have just 3 hours where you sit around and do nothing. You know, you talk about kids these days, you know, blah, 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 with their video games. What did they do back in the day? They just fucking sat around and played with dirt.
Try not to die.
And try not to die.
Try desperately not to die. And because next year they had to work in the fields.
Yeah.
And you but do their dad die. Would beat them.
Oh my God.
It's true.
Oh my goodness.
Your great 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 grandfather got the shit beat out of him
by his father. I want to say, I think I got some of the most American, I guess America was drilled into me the most, not in school, not by my parents. It really was Girl Scouts for me. That was like, mm-hmm. America is your country, it's the best country in the world. And I mean, I heard
they say that every day to you?
Like, honestly, I mean, and we would have to carry the flags, like, and like, they talked about how it was
a
melting
pot. Yeah, I was a Boy Scout. That's very
fucking
right.
Yeah. And like, yeah, like, you know, the pledge. I mean, like, we learned all this, and like, everything, all the badges, a lot of it had to do with you know, I mean, some were, you know, actually just to learn how to sew or, you know, how to bake or whatever.
Yeah, but they're also the like, and the
look out for
the
gays.
But it did have a lot to do with, like, honor in America. And
no gays.
No
what?
Gays.
No gays.
Oh, that's in Boy Scouts.
That's a thing.
And lesbians can be
the Girl Scouts. Actually, the Girl Scouts are always criticized as being liberal.
Yeah.
They say that Girl Scouts provide information that, you know, teaches girls about life and sexuality, so that's sometimes that's not
rid of. I recognize the brainwashing for patriotism in the U.S. I recognize it. I still love this country.
Quiet on the Western front.
Yeah, I went through it, but look at me.
Best country
on the
planet. Whatever.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice to be, you know, and like it's good. You need that pride. You need people like criticize us for using, you know, other countries criticize us for, you know, doing the national anthem so much. It's like, we love it. It's a thing of pride, and it's nice to all feel you're doing something together, and you're
like
on the same
though,
team.
Like, before our time, I feel like when we went to the moon and when we were really making huge strides over other countries, we were the greatest. But I worry. I'm not saying I don't think we're the greatest anymore, but I worry that other countries are beating us or getting up to the standard.
Well, they already are.
Yeah.
Who is
it?
Yeah.
If you look at the numbers.
Give me their names.
Where are they?
If you look at the numbers, we're very behind in terms of, like, education and intelligence overall.
Yeah, so I'm like, I want to be like America. Come on, let's pick this up.
Well,
like,
and we used to, like, when we had our other countries, like, we weren't always so sure we were number one. Like, we're like, we can't let the Germans win, guys. We gotta do this, and we gotta do that, or else the Germans win.
Yeah.
Now we're like, no one's ever gonna fucking beat us ever. Like, number one forever.
But even then, we didn't even want to get into the war until we were attacked.
Yeah.
We were all just very, let's be isolationists in this. And then, because on paper, Germany was doing great, especially when we went to the Olympics over there. I'm sorry, I just want to always go to World War II.
That's fine, man.
When we went to Germany, they cleaned up, like, fucking Berlin, like, awesomely. No signs that said no, you did not apply and all that shit. And they cleaned it all up, and they were encouraged to be, what was the word? I just really nice to foreigners. Just, like, overly nice. The Fuhrer was just like, everyone be nice to all these people. And then when they're gone, go right back to hating them.
Wow.
And it's just like, oh, my God, they're so clever. And
what? Now, so do you... You love, you know, that World War II period so much.
I just find it fascinating. I don't think there was... I don't want to be associated with it. I don't want to be on record. Matt loved Hitler.
We don't understand, I'd scream.
It's down.
This has been another episode of Great Moments in History.
Dude, I want to get to Great Moments in History.
Sorry.
I found an image that you'll love.
Do you feel that there has been a de-evolution? I hear it so often, and it really gets my goat. When I hear this,
is it cracked?
Well, it's people saying that, like, we're worse off now than we've ever been, and I feel like every fucking year has always been worse than the one before in so many people's eyes. But, like, you know, I look back on the things that the founding fathers had to deal with, the people when they had to start just a society. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they couldn't even depend on clean water.
Mm-mm.
Like, that sucks. How is it not better now? It's awesome. I love that I don't have to worry about clean water, and I don't have to worry about, you know, nutrition mostly. I'm fairly okay.
I guess the question is... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, like, I do feel one area we are towing that line is in terms of health, is because the country is, like, the most overweight, the most obese and everything, and it's almost like we have all these luxuries and everything's so easy and it is so wonderful that that's where that, like, overconsumption and all that,
like, extra
stuff
comes in. Sounds to me like you're just saying we're bigger than everyone else.
bigger is better.
Like Lincoln Mark.
Well, I mean, how much...
Maybe that's been their plan all along.
We'll just sit on anyone who opposes us.
Yeah, but how much further down can we really go before we're like, we look around? Because that's the thing, like, you know, sometimes you look and you're like, ugh. Like, you're America, and you're like, man, I'm looking kind of not... I'm looking kind of fucking fat, man. I'm going to find... Like, eventually the shame has to cause it to at least level out.
But look at the country. Like, no one's leveling.
No, see, I've heard that the... unless the stats have changed recently, I heard that we've actually pretty much leveled out nationally. I mean, some states are getting worse, and some states are getting better. Mm-hmm. But we're pretty much staying the same. Well, like, other countries in Europe are starting to go down... And, like, we're at a point where we, like, can't get much fatter.
We just dropped the
ice cream bomb.
Can we have that over Chris Moulton?
Yeah.
We
couldn't possibly get fatter.
We've got some wealth, and now, instead of, like, the old cartoon pig cap, you know, people who were, like, super rich, like, all rich people, like, go to fucking health clubs now, and they're all, you know.
You know,
well,
it's a luxury. It's a luxury
of,
now to be fit.
Being rich, I mean, like
exactly.
Back in the day,
in the
if you were bigger,
it was a sign of luxury to be overweight. And now it's the exact opposite.
And now it's like if you look really fit, like, oh man, you've got money to pay to go to a gym.
Yeah,
man, look at you.
It says about that, like you have the time to be able to do. You know, like it says a lot more to be like come there and be all like thin and like if you're like some guy who like clearly. It must be so mind-blowing if you're from the past and you see all these people who, like, can eat all this fucking food.
I'm surprised by opulence.
I am so glad that I have strolled into this Wendy's.
Dude, that would
triple, please.
I would be totally fine with taking a person from the past to a Wendy's for their first meal in the 21st century.
I support
Wendy's.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Spicy chicken
is triple baconator.
Lovely.
You would give them a good hamburger. Like, you wouldn't give a McDonald's fries.
I'm just saying, if it's there, I'm like, more Wendy's.
How far back from the past are you taking this?
805.
Oh, that's too much. It's going to go 1800s.
They're like the Dark Ages.
Oh, God.
Like, I am the Burger King.
I was going to say, like, if you brought somebody from, like, the middle of the Civil War, and you gave them Wendy's as their first meal back, they'd think that was pretty fucking awesome.
They would totally be.
Except for the diarrhea
they
would have.
They would probably
Oh, they were, in the Civil War, they had enough diarrhea.
They did have a lot of diarrhea.
So you'd be used to the diarrhea.
I'm saying, like, Charlemagne's uncle. Like, just get him in that Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, man. They wouldn't believe...
Demons!
Everything would be demons.
I think they'd probably freak out at the cash register before they...
This door is made of glass!
I think that's the mark of a progress. I think in society, you can measure progress by how many less things you blame on demonry. Like, the more fucked up the society, the more, like, demons can be blamed for what's wrong.
That's good, because I was going to measure it on mass per capita.
We, as Americans, were, you know, in around the time of the founding of this country, we were still very much into the Enlightenment period. We were very much into science and reason and logic, Greek thought, and then...
But not too long before that, we were all hunting witches.
We were hunting a lot of witches.
Very true.
That's another...
But you know... Oops.
America,
so,
sorry we hunted witches.
It's okay, Harry Potter got big later.
America, sorry witches, .. come out now. It's totally cool now.
I just like America, sorry about the witches.
It makes it sound like we've unleashed witches.
Did we?
Hermione Granger.
We
capped
that. We didn't unleash Hermione Granger.
Yes,
she was British.
Did.
She was British.
Oh, whatever.
Boy, I'd love to go to America. I'd love to go visit Chicago and New York, they're the country with the witches.
I don't want to meet a witch.
You're in the wrong neighborhood, boyo.
I want to publish like tourist guides to Chicago that include like up front just a big witch protection section and like things you need to do.
I'd be
like
turned
eight
off.
Pages long.
I would be turned off by that touring company.
Wait a second, there's ghost tours in Chicago.
I'm like, maybe I shouldn't.
I just know I want it to be like just a great guide of the city, tells you how to get to every landmark, like book you carry around. The first eight pages are just like what to do about the witches.
What to do in
witches
case of
are
witch.
Real people.
Don't
you know?
Ride the green line after 4 p.m.
What?
That's when the witches ride it.
No, no.
Those damn dirty pagans.
That's why it smells so bad on the green line. Witches just don't bathe.
They've been using magic to bathe.
So, do you, you know, we've been talking about, we kind of got further away from the founding fathers.
Oh, that's
you guys
right.
have the founding fathers.
It was the founding of our nation. We've talked about
or the founding. The
yeah.
founding of our nation.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you know, like, do you feel that anyone really kind of fucked up when they founded this nation? Like,
well, I think
it was
incredible it was the first time in history when George Washington relinquished his presidency. That was the first time in history that someone of supreme power just willfully gave it up to another person, which is, I think, is just incredible.
Yeah.
He also was like a military commander. Like, you're talking about when he was appointed general again, and he let it go back.
I'm just talking about when he was president.
Oh, okay.
And then after his term is over, he gave up his presidency.
Because he very literally, like, there's a I think it was like War of 1812. No, it couldn't have been that.
Yeah.
It was something where he was like given control. He was given military command of the country because the government, you know, we were in conflict.
Uh-huh.
And when he was done, or maybe it was maybe it was the revolution, and he like ceded that back to the Continental Congress. At the end, when he was like a military dictator, basically,
like gave it back after he was done using it.
Yeah,
yeah,
which had never happened before.
I think people have like fucked up, but like I, you know, who are we to judge?
We still use their documents. Like, that's amazing. We still go back to those documents for our law
and use them to justify whatever we currently
use. Although, could it be the Bible? Is it the thing though? Is everyone says that it's broken? You know, the system is broken now. It can't get done. You know, the parties are more, you know, against each other than ever. They're not really
helping
people.
Well, it's just incredibly different now than when it was written. Just everything is so different.
Does it need to be changed?
Just the amount of people that are around.
But I feel like at its fundamental, and I feel the same way about the de-evolution of society. I think at its fundamentals, like, it always feels like it's about a hair away from disaster.
Right.
Like, everything just always feels like it's almost going to fucking crumble. I feel like it's always been that way, and it will always be that way.
It's just nature.
And, you know, we do have to do our best and try to, you know, keep it, you know, away from disaster, but it's always going to feel like it's falling apart. But I don't feel that the system at its core is bad. I feel that there is always going to be changes. I mean, Chris, you talk about using our free time and what happens in investing in sports is a difference. You can look at how baseball has changed over the years. You know, baseball during certain eras has had completely different trends in the game, and there was a whole era where everyone was cheating, and everybody knew it. But it wasn't against the rules, so it wasn't necessarily cheating.
What?
And so, like, we as a society, it's crazy. America has been able to sustain through just about everything.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. I'm generally an optimist about the country. I feel like, you know, no matter how shitty things look, like, everybody always freaks out about the youngins. And, you know, oh, they're whippersnapper and... And, like, you know, everybody turns out to be okay, and then we just fuck up a bunch of new things, and then everyone, the next generation, gets to fix it. Mm-hmm.
One thing that really floored me, when I went to Philadelphia/New Jersey a couple weeks ago, we were in Philly, we were in, like, the downtown area, and that's, I mean, there's a lot to do with the Founding Fathers there. There's, like, a, I mean, I don't know... there's a lot to do with Thomas Jefferson in Philly, and there's, like, the Liberty Bell, and, like, Benjamin Franklin's everywhere, and there's a lot to do
with So they just got, like, a huge boner for, like, bigger than anyone else's.
And I
just
wanted...
big ol' history boner.
Yeah, and there was, like, just gardens named after it, and, like, Benjamin Franklin was everywhere. But I wanted to go check it out and, like, go see some of this stuff. And I was floored, because I grew up, and everybody loved the Founding Fathers. Like, everybody... you know, had to do papers on them. They either played, you know, Abraham Lincoln and something, or they played.
Did you have, like, a poster of them on your wall when
you
were a
little
girl?
What?
Autographed. Did you have, like, an autographed poster of them on your wall?
No, but I mean, I never really, like, Founding Fathers founded, they founded our nation. They were historically good in some way. I'm going in the fact that the person sitting next to me in the car ride said, absolutely not, I will not go see that. I hated the Founding Fathers. And I go,
what? So unpatriotic and terrible.
But she was African-American, and she said, she was like, no, they did shit to my forefathers. And they,
was she black?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. We did, they did have slaves.
I know.
I'm sorry.
And I didn't realize, like, I mean, I realized they had slaves, but, like, I grew up in a school that probably had, you know, two black people, so...
You just didn't connect with...
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody always talked about the Founding Fathers in a light, in a good light. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson...
Man, I'd tell her to fucking get over it. We're in Philadelphia. That's, like, what you do.
I know, that's
sack
fine.
Up. Sack up, go look at Ben Franklin.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a different time, and I feel like they were kind of ignorant of the whole slavery thing.
And they did so much for this nation.
Oh, they talked,
like,
about slavery all the time. I think they just had trouble... It was just so economically entrenched. Like, no, they, like,
but that's the
England
problem.
Had already gotten rid of slavery at the time.
That's the problem with hero worship, though. You can't, I mean, like, you do have to admit, even heroes fuck up, and they, you know, they're not...
Well, you know, there were different priorities. Like, I looked into a lot of, you know, with John Adams trying to get the votes to get the Declaration of Independence passed. You know, such a crazy thing was... He was anti-slavery, and he wrote to his wife about it quite a bit. And but the thing was, we had to found a nation first before we could fix those things. And so the question was, what is your priority? Is starting out perfect, you know, the way to go? Or is starting out just starting? Isn't that the most important thing? And actually just setting out and saying... You know what? We're going to try this, and we're going to do our best, and, you know, damn it, we know we're not perfect, but we're gonna try. And eventually, they did get rid of slavery. They did correct some of those things.
For sure.
They got rid of slavery, but they gained the game of golf.
What are you talking about, Tins?
Well, in America, golf has become an increasingly popular sport. It had to start somewhere in history. And I'm sure when golf was first brought to America, people weren't very good at it. It's a new game. How are they supposed to excel at a game that they've never seen before?
I know. I'm certainly no good at golf.
No. Well, luckily for us in the present, we have Clouds Golf Tips.
First, buy a helicopter. Then... while floating over the golf course, just spray painted an enormous American flag over the entire course. Take your shot, and wherever it lands, you can say, well, I may not have made my shot today, but I made America a great place with this flag.
And this has been Loud's Golf Tips.
Wink.
You have, like, cartoon amount of cash flow to do some of these things.
No limits.
Shall we announce your guys' presence now that we're Well, Keith is here.
Keith's here.
Keith just showed up.
But I'm only here because it's the end of the podcast, and we really haven't heard a lot from Makula tonight. So I think it's about time we all end this with a little bit of wisdom.
That's well, there's
true.
There's also some birthdays.
I know.
Oh, there is. There is birthdays.
I think we have just enough room for maybe a little wisdom at the end. But first, I want to make sure we wish some very special people a happy birthday.
Because what is the date this is coming out on?
Well, this is coming out on Friday, July 6th, which means if you're listening to this as it's coming out, well then, happy birthday, 50 Cent.
Happy birthday, Sly Stallone.
Happy birthday, Tia and Tamara Mori.
Sister.
I can't get there fast enough.
Happy birthday to the Dalai Lama.
He's
on my wall.
Happy birthday, Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, snaps.
Happy birthday, Imhotep.
And,
what are you basing that off of?
Knowledge.
You'll have your time to talk soon.
You know, not all the news can be good for when one person is born, another must die.
As is the rule of life.
Which means, unfortunately, we have some sad news to deliver.
What?
And that that news is... does anybody else have one?
I'm trying so hard.
To the family and friends.
Oh, yes. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Roy Rogers. Yeah, American actor.
Captain Cowboy.
And to Louis Armstrong... Or rather, the friends and family of Louis Armstrong. I'm sorry for you. Louis, I'm sorry for your loss, too, I guess.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, bud.
I'm sorry for our loss of Louis Armstrong.
Right?
My condolences to the family of Oscar Mayer Jr. who
died. Oh, no.
Man, this obituary section is starting to get longer than I initially thought it would.
And to the descendants of Jan Hus, burned for heresy by the church at Constance, Germany, in
1415. Oh, be glad to know
Great.
He's remembered.
Oh no! Look at the time, you guys.
What?
Oh.
Shit!
We're almost out of podcast.
Well, that must mean it's time for
Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom.
Gutenberg, this carpet. Not green enough. Let me tell you.
This has been Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom.
I have one quick thing. Keith, what do you think I searched in Google today for this podcast? What do you think the last thing?
Yeah, this would be a fun
just
one.
What was the topic? So the topic was the founding of America.
Kind of, yeah.
Important Jews.
Okay, Nick?
Not that
one. Nick, take it quick.
Rejected Mount Rushmore paintings.
Right. Keith, you were actually surprisingly close.
Yeah?
The last thing I looked up on Google was Great Hitler Moment.
Wow!
And wow. I found this t-shirt, which is a picture of Hitler getting punched in the face. It just says, "Shut up, Hitler."
We're tweeting it.
I put it on the live stream. Also, thanks everyone who participated on the live stream. Taryn, Dancing Girl, 153.
Yes, thank you guys.
And I think there's one more.
Nick H,
of course.
Yeah, we had a few. There were a few minor technical difficulties with the live stream, but we did get it back.
And Slashbur.
Thank you for being
patient. I forget who Slashbur is.
Regardless, yeah, thanks guys at the live stream. Thanks again if you are following us on Facebook or Twitter at Octavarius. And thank you to all of you who went to last week's show and to all of you who are considering going to this week's show where we are going to finally figure out whether or not the Beatles will keep control of America or if somebody is going to strike back. And until then, yeah, we did all the segments, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yeah,
wow.
All right, that'll do it for us then. We'll see you guys on Sunday. We'll see you right back here next Monday. Have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everyone!
Bye!
Octavarius.
Kiss. There's another one of Captain America.
Oh,
run for your lives. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door. He's coming back for more.